This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been waiting to hear when we'd get to watch Craig Lachlan back in the booth with Joe Beninati calling Caps games. We were hoping he would come back in time to get to call Alex Ovechkin's record-breaking goal if it happens at the end of this season, and that is most certainly going to be the case. Locker, for those of you that don't know, had to step aside after finding the medical checkup some issues in his chest and had to have open heart surgery and has been recovering. And I mean, initially just, you know, getting out of a chair is difficult. Now he's running around and sprinting, and he's back. And he is ready to be back in the booth as well. This is Craig Lachlan on his own social feed.
Hey, Caps fans, I've got some updates here. It's been 7 long weeks since my operation. I feel fantastic. Lots of working out, lots of heart rehab, and that means my return is right around the corner. I can't wait to get back in the booth Sunday against the Buffalo Sabres. I feel I'm ready, I'm energized, and I'm ready to get back in my seat next to Joe B and all my great teammates in Monumental Sports. It's been a journey for sure, and I couldn't have done it without the great support of the fans, the Capitals organization, Monumental, and my family, of course. I think I'm ready. I'm off the IR, and you've heard it here first. I am back.
Let's go, Locker.
Is there a wall nearby I can run through? Hell yeah. He remains the best.
Yeah.
The best.
He played and gave everything he had as a player to this organization, and he has been on the call of 99% of the thousands of Capitals games that so many of us have watched over the years. My earliest Caps memories are him. I mean, Craig Lachlan saying Joey Junot in a really funny way. And his voice was kind of the first thing I found out was hilarious about him. And he's just kind of a character. And then as you get a little older, you read about someone, you learn about their career, and I've gotten now the pleasure to get to know him and his family, and I worked with his daughter very closely for several years doing pre and post, and know the whole group pretty well. What a guy. He is just a mensch, and he's hilarious, and nobody cares more about the Caps and enjoys what he does more. I'll say this, as I get older, I think that's one of the things I like the most. People who like what they do. Like, I've even told our guys over the years, I'd rather someone who's never done it before work with us on our show that is happy to be here.
Just wants to be here.
And just is willing to learn and try and excited. Like, this is not digging ditches, man. This is not a bad gig. I would rather work with someone every single day who's just like sports and wants to be around and wants to try some things, than a 30-year professional who's going to complain and be a energy suck the entire time.
You got to find joy in what you do, and he certainly does, right? Even if it's the other team, he can't help it. He can't help but teach. He can't help but explain. He can't help but share with you how it happened, right? And there's still a zeal and enthusiasm, even if he's delivering the bad news. You know what I mean? Where it's like they get the puck deep on the forecheck, jaw, tic-tac-toe, beats Chucky Lindgren. I learned that. I learned what they did. I learned how they did it. Right. He delivered it to me. He's not excited about that, necessarily, that it went against the Capitals, but he's like, I found joy in the way that they played that hockey thing, that they did that, even if it was though to the team that I call the games for. The knowledge, the prep, one of the coolest things I ever saw, a kaiju-sized board that he has, like Godzilla's forehead size of a board that he has when you go into that suite for the broadcast type stuff. Joe B's got his own stuff, and you know he's an encyclopedia too, from 7 miles above the surface of the earth where the press box is there at Cap One Arena. But Locker's board with the nugget that he's going to pull out at the right time with that little bit of info on a bit of a cold streak because this guy hasn't scored in his last 7 games, but he's been lethal on the power play, blah, blah. Incredible.
Well, they're the perfect pairing.
They're great.
In so many ways, it's the odd couple, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe B, dressed to the nines.
Dressed to the nines.
And Locker always looks good, but he would probably just as rather, you know, wear a hoodie. Joe B, his idea of going out on the road to eat is a steakhouse with the nicest glass of wine they have.
GP, here's some Merlot.
Locker wants to go eat wings at a sports bar. Yeah. And then calling the game. Joe B is the wordsmith, and Locker's getting, you know, tied up and making zings on, you know, calling everyone their big rig. They're just perfect together. It's so fun. And I've missed Locker dearly like the rest of you have. So he will be back for the game this weekend on the 30th.
Such good news.
So welcome back, Craig Lachlan.